Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is one of the folks who, when e-commerce got its start back in the 90s, she was right there as part of the team that helped get things off the ground. And she's been a great resource for us in the 11 years or so that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, also E-Learning 2.0, and she's one of the smartest people I know. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Anita, the social media situation is really very slowly, but really slowly, taking hold in the small business sector. It's not as fast as the individual personal part of social media is, but it is taking hold, but it is taking some time, isn't it?
Yeah, and it depends upon who your customer is, where it's taking hold. So by that, I think business to consumer, so if you sell to consumers, it's much more taking hold. If you're business to business, people, like if you're talking about Facebook, mm-hmm. No one goes on Facebook for their business. You know, I'm a business person. I'm also a consumer. I don't go on Facebook to find out what other business people are doing.
Right.
It is not a business to business.
Facebook is
place.
Not, right. Facebook is not business to business, but it is business to consumer, right?
Correct. So the kind of, you know, business to business is, you know, if you're a company and you sell to other businesses, even though that person that you're selling to is a consumer, they're not coming to Facebook to talk business. They're on Facebook to talk about their home life,
mm-hmm.
that side of it. They want to talk to their friends, and the kind of conversations they want to have is, this is what I did this weekend. This is what my kids did this weekend. This is where I went on vacation.
Right. These, are
these
the
aren't conversations they want to have, a business-to-business conversation.
Right.
This is where they do non-business-to-business. So if you're a business-to-business, Facebook probably isn't the place you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're business-to-consumer, so when you think about business-to-business, you don't see IBM doing a lot of advertising on Facebook because IBM is a business-to-business company. You do see a lot of work on there are companies like Coca-Cola or car companies, because
mm-hmm.
those are business-to-consumers. Who buy it is a consumer.
Computer companies, mobile companies. Mobile.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's consumer applications. The other thing is the biggest mistake people make when they go, in restaurants, our consumer, who's coming in, who is it? It's the end user consumer. It's not another business you're selling to.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest mistake I see companies make when they set up a page on Facebook is they try to sell.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't buying
the rules,
on Facebook.
I've been saying this for a long time. The rules of selling in social media are not the same thing as the rules of selling in the traditional marketplace.
Right. It's not an advertising
No.
place to go.
There's,
if you're going to have a web page, it's where you build the community.
And it's interesting about, this is what's so interesting. If I bump into someone, to a consumer, and they say, what do you do? And I say, I sell to people like you. And they say, what do you sell? And I tell them, and I say, please come by and let me sell you something. They're perfectly fine with that. But if then an hour later, we bump into each other on Facebook, they don't want me to say that.
Yeah. Facebook is, they if they like your product, that's where they want to go and, learn more about you mm-hmm. and You know, if you're a restaurant, you might talk about the food, the region.
Right. Right.
You build your community. Now, you might also have, you know, put on there, by the way, we're running a special. If you come in, I'll give you a free drink.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really want to be sold to.
I call it contribute first, contract second.
When I first started, I've always done business to business in the industry.
Yeah.
We used to talk about herd, train, and sell, and which was a soft sell method.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I worked for IBM, and what we would do is herd people in a room, train them, and then we could go out and sell to them.
That's right. That's right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Anita Rosen. I told you we'd get smarter when Anita joined us. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Chase them down a hoodoo there. Born on a bayou. Born on a bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.